Everything is set out just the way he wants it. The futon on the floor with a pillow for my head. A long red silk strip of fabric placed on the pillow. A light directed toward it. While he sits shrouded in darkness, I know he's sitting in his chair and sipping his drink. I can hear the sound of the ice hitting the side of the glass as he raises it to his lips and breaks the silence. He's alone right now, waiting for me. Looking down at the futon and imagining me there. He can have anything he wants. He can fuck me. He can bind me and tease me. He can punish me and humiliate me and use me as he sees fit. But tonight, that's not the plan. Tonight, he wants to watch. I enter the room, still wearing my clothes. I unbutton my shirt, eyes lowered, trembling a bit. I can't see you, but you're there, like always. I fumble with my buttons a bit, my fingers betraying my nervousness. I release the button on the side of my skirt and pull the zipper down, letting it fall to the floor and stepping out of it. Then I slide my arms out of my shirt and let it fall to the floor as well. I'm standing in front of you, in the light, while you're in the dark. I'm in my bra and panties and my heels, the ones you set out for me this morning. All day, we've known this moment was coming, that I'd wear them for you, knowing that tonight I'll stand before you, dressed in the way you want. Your perfect doll. I know how much you like that, and I want to be that way for you. And I let the feelings wash over me. This moment, we've waited for this all day. I find myself biting my lip, glancing around the room. I know I can't see you, but I know what you want to see. I know you want to see me feeling exposed, embarrassed, vulnerable. Somehow, I feel more naked in my bra and panties than if I were completely naked in front of you. I turn around for you, displaying myself. I want you to drink every moment of me in, admiring how perfectly the bra and panties you chose for me frame my body. I feel delicate and beautiful and elegant. and curiously innocent. I wonder if you can hear my heart racing. My breath deepens, and I pause in front of you for a moment. And I'm looking at where I think you are. And I can feel your eyes on me as I reach behind my back and unhook my bra. I cup my breasts, holding the bra on them, before slowly lowering it and exposing myself to you. I can feel my cheeks flushing pink, the innocence I pretended to have melting away. No matter how many times we do this, I always feel the same. More than anything, I want to give you what you want. And tonight, I know you want to watch. I bend a bit at the waist and slide my thumbs into the waistband of my panties, pressing down and lowering them, inch by inch, sliding the silky fabric over my hips and down my thighs. And when they reach my knees, I let them fall to the floor as well. I raise one foot and then the other, moving slightly to the side, stepping out of my panties. I imagine you looking at my discarded clothing on the floor, and then looking at me, all over me, naked, except for the red 4-inch stiletto heels I still have on. I hear the rattle of ice cubes as you take another sip of your drink. They're the only sign that you're actually here with me. I can feel your eyes on me, your gaze observing me. I can feel it, you drinking in every detail, every line of my body, every movement. And I feel nervous, unsure again. I don't know what I anticipate. I suddenly want to cover myself, but I know you don't want that, because tonight you want to watch. I lower myself onto the futon and sit with my legs facing you. I take the long silk fabric from the pillow and place it over my eyes, tying it behind my head. The color of the blindfold matches my shoes. Slowly, I lean back so my head rests on the pillows. You've stacked them high enough to keep my head raised so you can see my face. It makes me smile. I wore this red lipstick to match your blindfold. I'm breathing harder now, and I think about you, seeing my chest rise and fall as I bend my knees and draw my heels up close to my ass. I open them, showing you my freshly waxed pussy. I can feel the light on me, and I know you can see how wet I am. A soft moan escapes me as my right hand slides across my belly and down between my legs. My left hand pinches my left nipple. I feel your eyes on me, and it makes me squirm as my hand begins touching, teasing, rubbing, and sliding over my pussy, and I arch my back, knowing you're watching me. I know what you want from me. You want me to touch myself, and you want to watch, and I want to make you feel good. I rock my hips back and forth and let my fingers slide inside my wet pussy while my thumb presses on my clit. I add another finger and then a third, and then my left hand joins my right and I rub my clit harder and faster. My mouth is open, my head thrown back against the pillows. I can hear myself moaning. I know I'm getting louder and more desperate, twisting and squirming and writhing as I pleasure myself. I wonder if you know how desperate I am for you to join me. I want you to join me. I want you to touch me and use me and fuck me. But you don't move from your chair, because tonight you want to watch. I feel an orgasm begin to build inside me, and it makes me touch myself and squirm more intensely. I know you want to see me edge. You want to see me denied by my own hand. You want to see my face contorting as the pleasure becomes pain, and the pain of the denial you want for me morphs into pleasure again. I whimper and beg and use the only word you've allowed me tonight. Please, I say it over and over. I want you to hear my need, my hunger, my desperation. But you don't respond, because tonight you want to watch. I'm not sure I can stand it anymore, so I slow my touch. But I know the rules are that I can't stop. You want me to keep the feeling alive, to stoke and fuel my hunger. And you want it to get worse. You want me to deny myself for you, because all that matters is what you want. And tonight, you want to watch. You want to watch me ache, and watch me suffer, and watch my desire and my arousal. You want to watch me get so close that I can barely stand it. And then you want me to stop, but not completely. You want me to keep touching, just slower now. And when I can manage it, edge for you again. And again. And again. And you want to see the agony that I can inflict on myself. You want to see me touch my pussy, glistening with wetness. You want to breathe in my scent, my arousal, the desire that's filling the room. You want to see me squirm and twist in pleasure and torment, and you want to hear me breathe and gasp and whimper and cry, and you want to hear me beg, knowing you'll only give me silence in return. I imagine you watching me, my lips as I moan and beg and cry, and watch me blind with desire, the red silk covering my eyes and trapping me in this world of my desires and your pleasure. I know you want to hear complete desperation every time I say please. And I hear the ice cube in your glass as you take another sip of your drink. I know you're not going to be fucking me or using me. You won't even touch me. But you can see me, and I want you to see me, because I know you want to watch.